As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be.
Oh man, it's 8 o'clock.
And so that'll make it a.
I don't need the spotlight. I shine just fine.
Hi, I'm Karma, and yes, I am a bitch.
Brav Bros.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Brav Bros, your favorite podcast from the bros for everybody, for whoever wants to listen. I am your co-host, Steel Russell, joined as always by the one and only Chateau... I did that.
You
yesterday.
Did it. You can keep doing it.
Well, this one's different. Chateau Villagoutz is what I used to say. That's the one I said before, right?
No, I think you said Chateau Magoutz, but then the Magoutz was in a French accent.
Oh, I said Chateau Margoutz yesterday for Chateau Marmont because we did the valley.
True. Okay, now last, it's getting...
I think Villa I did Chateau Villagoutz.
Yeah, I still like it.
I don't know. I'll go with that.
Still hits well. It still hits well. Yeah, it's Vanderpump Villa Friday. Vanderpump is just invading our lives at this point. But this is, I know the Valley's been really good, but this is one of the easiest watching shows that we've ever had.
It is. It's like to the point where Shooter came over to record this afternoon. And we had reached an agreement last night that we're going to wait to do Martha's Vineyard till next week because the new episode comes out tonight. So it'd be like a waste of time. I got it crossed.
Yeah.
So he showed up and we're trying to record because he has dinner tonight. And I was like, are you ready? What did I say? Because something happens in Martha's Vineyard with Mariah, who was on the show last year a little bit. And I was like, dude, what's going on with Mariah? And he's like, Carrie? And I was like, no, the show. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, Martha's Vineyard. And he's like, no, we're watching Villainous tonight.
Yeah, it got completely crossed. And it's probably because last night I went off about five different plans of what we need to do in the next week.
Yeah,
so
we got a lot to do.
Yeah, we got a lot to do. You know, we're still getting back in the groove here with Steel with the post-Italian vacation.
We are locked in, ready. I love this show. It is cheesy. There's definitely some overproduced parts. There's definitely some scripted shit from LVP. It's just entertaining. It's so easy. It's like you said, it's just like you put it on, it's like, ah.
Yeah, this is absolutely one of those shows that if we weren't covering it, I would still be watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because I can throw it on and it's a great background show where you really only have to pay attention to a couple of different things just to get the dynamics down. And it's one of those shows that I don't give a shit if it's overproduced because it's still funny.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's not like, you know, when we watch Housewives and stuff like that, like we obviously those, that's
we take them very seriously.
We take them a lot more seriously than we probably should.
Yeah.
But then when we get to those moments that are overproduced, we get frustrated. Whereas this, it's like, just give me all the cheese. Give me all the shit. Like it's
give me really all the spotted
funny.
Dick.
Yeah, give me all the spotted dick. We'll talk about the spotted dick, but I have a gift for you before we start.
Oh.
And I promised everybody I would.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We got theme song number two.
Here, I thought you brought me something home from Italy, but yeah, okay.
No. What are you, ridiculous? Don't be ridiculous.
I just thought maybe.
I might have something for you. Don't worry.
No, I don't want like a consolation gift.
Just focus on what we're... You're making me feel bad. All right, so if you listen to our episodes 2 weeks ago, last week?
I don't know.
Last time we did the theme song, I promised you I would make some more theme songs until we land on one that potentially will change it. We probably won't change it, but maybe we'll change it. But here's this week's Brav Bros theme song. You ready? I like it a lot.
Okay.
We're just a couple of bros and we're watching some shows. It used to be sports, but now it's Bravo. So gather round. Bravo and Bros, who could be better? Put them together. Bravo's forever. Bravo's forever.
And gets a little choppy.
Yeah, that got a little choppy there.
But it's AI, so
yeah.
It doesn't listen like perfectly. But yeah, that's this week's.
That's great. It gives me like Partridge Family vibes.
Actually, I wrote in for the prompt. I wrote the lyrics in and then said, what style of music do you want? I said, buddy cop TV show.
Oh, that is a good buddy cop TV show. Yeah.
So my favorite line is, we'll grill some steaks and watch it together. Because
We have a picture right behind you, actually. It's a good buddy cop pick.
Yeah, there you go.
I think we actually took a couple where we were back to back, like a good buddy cop.
I think this is a better buddy cop one because it's like the rough detective the streets and you're like the Miami Vice guy.
Yeah.
No, you're more Tom Selleck in what was that show?
Magnum PI?
Magnum PI. Yeah, you got a Magnum PI look. I got the more like, what's his name? Shit. Kurt Russell. Like, OG Kurt Russell, where he's like a little edgier.
Escape from L.A.?
I'm thinking, what? I'm thinking Tango and Cash.
Yeah, okay, all right, there you go.
Both great movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, without further ado, let's dive into some Vanderpump Villa. And as we said, like, this show is so entertaining. So if you're not watching it and you just want to throw one on, if you have Hulu, this is a great show to do that with. It's a good background show, whatever you want to watch it for. We're really enjoying it. But we start out, and it's the aftermath of Grace going off on Marciano, which we love to see. We love to see that idiot checked. And you get Grace, Priscilla, and Hannah outside, and Hannah's defending Marciano.
Yes.
Shocking. Shocking. That
shocking development.
But, and Andre brings it up later, like, sometimes they're together, sometimes they're not. Have they ever been together?
Yeah, I mean, off the show, probably. That's the vibe that I got, that they actually seriously dated, and then he cheated on her 15 before, times.
I'm talking about now.
Now on the show, no. They've been very steadfast in this. We're not actually together. We're not defined. We don't really know, but we're still going to get pissed off if you flirt with somebody else.
Right.
And that's kind of what we've seen the whole time. So it's nice to see in that scene with Andre when Lisa asks him, he's just as confused as the rest of us.
Yeah. It's like, we don't know what the hell.
No idea what's going on.
But Emily and Priscilla back Grace. Obviously, that was fucking awesome. And it was all about Marciano. I'm going to call him Mark again. It's easier.
Yeah, go back to Mark.
So Mark talks shit about the chef and, like, the kitchen staff, because he's like, if I was back there, if we had a better chef, there'd be more going on. I'm just going to say that, which is ridiculous, because as we've talked about in all of these shows, these types of shows, and, like, this is another below deck comparison, like, the kitchen staff has a really tough job. I would argue the hardest job, although below deck, they have some, like, seriously difficult jobs. Like, the boat maintenance and shit is different than the house maintenance, I think. But the chefs have, like, a full day of shit to do. So, like, for him to come at them was ridiculous. But we flash outside, and Mark is drinking with the guests and, like, going all out.
Pounding shots, going to his confessional, talking about how he's going to drink the entire bottle because people are pissed at him.
Yeah, it's
people are very angry at me, so I'm just going to drink this whole bottle. I'm going to black out. I'm going to do some dumb shit, and I'll worry about it tomorrow.
He says, I'm going to regret it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it anyway.
See, do it.
I think he, like, that's his life.
Yeah, that's definitely his life.
Like, I'm just going to do some stupid shit.
I'm going to regret it.
I'm going to regret it. I'm going to apologize, and I'll move forward.
Yep.
As the best server in Vegas. I still don't understand how.
I just think that's something Lisa says.
It is, right?
Yeah. I think every server in Vegas probably thinks they're the best.
But at least they probably are better. Like, I would argue he might be the worst.
Might be the worst.
Maybe that's why he's good for TV. But he ends up making out with Gail, who is a guest of Lauren, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know it's going to go south. And immediately Priscilla's walking by and she sees it happening. Or was it Gabriella?
Gabriella.
Sorry, Gabriella sees it and she's very uncomfortable with it and immediately goes to Hannah. The funniest thing, you know, it's, I guess it's sad, but again, they're not really together, but it's funny because she goes, am I being set up right now?
Yeah, it's like, just fully delusional.
Do you think you're getting, like, punked?
Yeah. Am I being set up right now? No, I mean,
Ashton Kutcher about to watch it.
That's such a guilty conscience, though, because she's got to be thinking, all right, all the girls in the house probably hate me because of what I've been doing. So yeah, it's likely that I'm just being set up right now so that they can ruin my night. But I think that just shows you how delusional this whole relationship, situationship is between her and Mark.
It's really toxic. It's like, and that's, again, that's an LVP staple in her shows. Like, she needs to have it's the Jackson Stassi model. We need this super toxic relationship of these two that will never get along. We don't really know what their relationship is. Yep. They constantly fuck each other over.
And it's going to ruin everybody else that's staying there.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. But it does lead to some really good drama. And everyone's shocked at the fact that Mark could do this. But it's like, are you really surprised that this guy did this? Then also, at the same time, like, they're not dating. So
yeah.
I think it's a fucked up thing because he's making out with a guest and bringing them into the drama.
I would argue it's the least surprising thing that he could do.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm pretty sure he walked into that house saying, I'm just here to have a good time. It's kind of annoying that my ex-girlfriend's here. And I'm just going to flirt with all the guests and I'm just going to drink a lot of shots and just have a good time here. That's what he came. And that's his mission statement for how he got there. And he completely went the other way, where immediately he starts talking to Hannah, and it's so convoluted between the two of them Now we're actually seeing what he set out to do.
Yes.
And yeah, I don't think that he regrets any of it. Of course not.
No, and I don't think he, I think he will say what he thinks needs to be said to try to get through things, like, and weasel his way out of it. But yep. No, I don't think he has any actual regrets. But love this next scene because we get actual comment cards. We get to hear what they're writing down and their breakdown of the whole thing. And they're like, well, we love Chef. So the fact that Mark went out there and talked shit about them did nothing.
Well, they probably felt bad for Chef, so they gave him a higher rating.
So he gets a full 5-star rating, and then they're like, service staff, like, can we do 4.5? And then I was like, well, what's the rating system? It's 1 through 5.
Yeah.
So they only dinged him a little bit, but they're, I feel like that was a generous 4.5 because their complaints about the serving staff were definitely not 4.5 out of 5 worthy. They're like, well, you know, they were fighting a lot. We couldn't get to bed till 5 a.m. because they were screaming so much. This is our trip to be with our friends, and they kind of invaded the night. They were hanging out with us the whole time, and by they, I'm pretty sure they're alluding to Mark.
I assume that they're alluding to Mark, but this brings me back to the point that I made last week when we did the whole rundown of the first 3 episodes. I still just don't believe that these people are paying for these trips.
So
this is the first instance that we actually get to see the aftermath of them saying, holy shit, these people are invading our entire party. I don't want to deal with this. It feels like they were on my trip with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that they paid their way there. I don't think that they're paying for staying at the chateau.
So we had multiple listeners reach out with the casting call for Villa. And the way that it's framed, it does seem like if you get selected, you get invited.
Yeah.
So I was steadfast in the fact that they probably have to pay something. I don't know if they do.
They probably just pay their own travel fees.
Maybe that's what it is. Like, you have to get here, but then we'll put you up for
a night. Yeah, because the other thing is, you know that obviously, one, Lisa and her team are going to vet, but they're also going to pick the people that Lisa can have her little one-on-one with.
Well,
sit down, tell me about what's going on. Get a little touching moment between the two of them, and then go on your way and have fun. And by the way, my staff is going to be involved every step of the way.
Yes.
And they are going to be very annoying, and this is basically their party.
But you're not paying for it, so deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of what I thought from day one.
Yeah, I think I'm starting to agree with you, but...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.
LVP and Andre sit down to discuss why the ratings were what they were, and that's where we find out, like, oh, well, they didn't get to bed till 5 a.m. And she's like, why is that? And he's like, I don't know. She's like, yes, you do. He's like, could be Marciano. I'm not really, like, he's trying so hard not to snitch.
Yeah.
She's like, keep giving it to me. And he's like, well.
At one point she said, tell mommy.
Yeah, tell mommy. And he's like, well, like, he may have kissed a guest. And she's like, he kissed a guest? She's like, oh, I don't know.
Maybe, that's what I heard.
Like, well, I thought that he and Hannah were together. And he's like, yeah, this is the funny line you talked about earlier. It's like, yeah, you know, sometimes they are, sometimes they're not.
Who the hell knows?
Nobody knows. No. It's the biggest question mark in the show, but...
I just love that LVP has Andre exactly where she wants him.
Yes.
Like, you're going to be my guy.
Yeah.
Because you stay out of it, but you always know what's going on because you're behind the bar, so you're involved with a lot of the stuff. You're going to be my guy. I'm going to ask you questions, and you're going to tell me this is how this relationship is going to work. And I hope he gets rewarded at the end of it. I hope there's a reward system where these people can go back to the States, and LVP's like, all right, Andre, you did such a great job. You're now going to be the bartender at the Wolf Lodge or whatever.
Oh, maybe. Maybe she's vetting for the
new Vanderpump establishment. That would be cool. I would appreciate
Vanderpump establishment.
Yeah.
Well, that begs the question also, if they're not paying for it, like, are they just renting the chateau for 5 weeks, and then LVP's doing her thing there? And then
I don't know.
Leave?
I'm not really sure how any of that works. She could just be filming a show there for 5 weeks.
That's what I'm starting to think.
Just rent the whole thing out.
That's not actually her place.
Yep.
That actually would make more sense. Yeah. This all is starting to add up a little bit.
I do think she's involved because there was a huge revamping of the whole grounds. And I was looking at something last week that said that she had bought, or like maybe an ownership group bought it.
Okay.
And redid all of it. So she could have been involved in that. And this part could just be like part of what she's doing for her ownership. I'm not really sure, really. But
that would make, okay. That makes
a lot of sense.
That makes sense. But the next scene is the morning meeting with the staff to go over the comment cards and all of those things. And she says, you know, I'm okay with the drinking. We've established that the staff's going to drink and they're going to party with the guests. Like, there's not going to be serious repercussions for that. And she says, that's okay, but the aggression is not. And Mark, I need you to come up here and apologize to everybody, which there was just something so funny about that scene. It was almost like you get in trouble in class or something. It's like, apologize to the class. And you're like, I'm sorry.
Pretty much.
And he gives this like half ass where he's trying to give all this emotion. He's like, I'm extremely embarrassed and humiliated. I hope you can forgive me. Totally understand if you can't. Like, I get that I messed up. It won't happen again, guys. I'm not going to do it again. LVP's like, do you accept this apology? And you can tell.
Hannah immediately says no.
Hannah says flat out, nope. And everyone else is just kind of like sitting there like, no.
Yeah.
Except fucking Eric. Forgive and forget. Forgive and forget. It's like, you have a guilty conscience because you're an idiot.
You had a very rough time the last party that we had here. So you're like, I'm in the hot seat right now. I need all the support I can get.
Yeah, Mark's going to be my guy now because we're both idiots.
I still really want Eric to get demoted.
I thought he would.
I still think that would be the best part, and he didn't. Because apparently, at the end of the party last week, everybody came back and said they loved Eric.
Oh.
So LVP gave him props. So now he's okay.
Interesting. And that's the thing. Steven actually commented on our YouTube. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
He commented on it and said he likes us, so that's good.
Shout out Steven.
And I said, well, two things, Steven. One, we need you to take Eric's job, and two, we need you to get us into the villa, which he replied with, I'll get to working on it. So here's the
which
hope
one?
Both, maybe.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Hopefully the latter. I would love to be guests.
We just bring a bunch of people to the chateau.
I think we bring all of our idiot friends from high school, and we go there, and they...
Cameras or no cameras?
That's the thing, bro. With our friend group, if you have cameras on it, it's going to be good TV.
Yeah, probably. So, everybody thinks that, though.
I think it's true, though, with ours. Yeah. So let's light it up. Who gives a shit? Right, Dev? But, but we get introduced to our new guest, and it's Chizzy. I don't want to say it wrong. I believe it's Chizzy, and he was in a car accident. He was an Uber driver?
He was in the Uber. Yeah.
In Houston, got in a terrible car accident. They said he may never walk again. Now he can. So he's bringing all his boys out there. They all supported him through all this. So
and
it's
one
like
girl.
And one girl. So it's a dude's weekend plus one girl. And the female staff is elated.
Yeah.
Because it's been all dudes up until now for the most part. And like the guys have been able to really party, and they've been kind of more of the service staff, which I get they haven't been able to flirt as much because there hasn't been enough dudes there.
Yeah.
But they've also been partying. Like, everyone's been partying.
They've been partying. They just haven't been able to do what the dudes are doing. And it's really funny to watch everybody's reaction when it goes from, like, Eric to Marciano. And they're kind of pissed off about it. They're like, oh, dudes are coming out. Come on. Like, that's the classic dude response.
Which is so
You've dumb. Had three parties in a row where there's girls.
Yes.
And you can flirt and do whatever you're going to do. One party out of four now, you're going to bitch about it.
Yeah, now you're going to throw a fit. Yeah. Like, shut up, guys. You look like idiots. But we get the LVP and Mark conversation where she's kind of going over what had happened. She's like, look, I don't have any confidence in you anymore. And he's like, well, Lisa, like, this hasn't affected my work. It's like, that's all it's done.
I love that.
That's all you've done.
The number one excuse right away, like, I'm not letting it affect my work, like breaking down about to cry. Like, you are. I mean, yeah, maybe you feel like you're working and you're serving well, but everybody else is pissed off at you.
Yeah.
So it is. It's affecting everybody's work.
That's what I mean. Like, it's not only affecting yours because you're doing a horrible job of being the lead server. You have now affected everyone's ability to do their own job. And the one crew that is performing well, the kitchen staff, you threw them under the bus. So you're literally the worst employee there. So he gets demoted instead of getting fired because I don't think that anyone in this, you would have to do something really bad to get fired just because of the setup.
And LVP knows it's making for great TV, so.
That, and they're in the south of France, so I'd imagine she could get somebody there, but like I feel like the logistics are just.
I think logically speaking, if you lost one server, you probably wouldn't be that far down. I think it's just funnier the way that she handled this.
I could argue that you'd be better off without Marciano
there probably.
And just using the other staff, but regardless, He's going to head to the dish pit, which they say 15,000 times throughout the season.
Yeah, now we know what that is.
Marciano's in the dish pit. More like the bitch pit.
Nice.
Heyo. But the funniest line, I think, and it got glossed over a little bit, but when he says, nobody beats themselves up harder than me when I mess up. It's like, then you must be covered in bruises because you must beat the shit out of yourself daily.
Yeah, I love that line contradicting to the first line where he's talking about just getting blackout and feeling, I'm going to regret it the next day, but you know what? It's not a problem right now. If that's your approach to everything, you're going to beat the shit out of yourself.
Literally. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's probably covered in bruises and bumps because he beats himself up daily because he's an idiot. But this is when we get the Marciano and Hannah discussion after everything has happened or nothing has happened. It depends on whether you think they're actually together or not. The point is she feels disrespected by him. And that's fair because he caused a scene about her kissing a dude on the cheek.
Mm-hmm.
So him going out and doing this, like whether they're together or not, the flat out level of straight disrespect towards her is pretty fucked up. But she asks him, like, do you even respect me? And he's like, yeah, of course I do. And like, I want to make it up to you. And she's like, I don't want you to make it up to me. I'm still mad at you. This is really fresh and raw. I don't want anything to do with you.
Right now.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's
always a little caveat, a little right now, a little sprinkle on top.
We get a few caveats throughout this whole thing. There's always a little extra to leave the door open.
Yep.
You don't want to close that door of that toxic relationship.
No.
You got to leave that bad boy open.
Leave it open just in case.
Why not?
We're going to go back to Vegas eventually.
Well, she calls him trash. I firmly agree. But we do see Gabriella and Andre getting a little flirty. They're
starting a little pedicure, yeah.
Yeah, and like as we remember from the cake scene, I think episode one or two, she was vibing with him. He was like, you know, she's not really my type, but I'm starting to feel something there. She stepped back because she thought that Grace was vibing with him. Grace shot her shot, didn't work out. So now it does look like there might be a way forward for these two.
Yep.
For now.
For now.
For now. That
caveat again.
Hey, we're just the caveat boys today, but now that Marciano's on kitchen duty, it's like sweet revenge, as Chef Anthony says. And it is. After he talks shit, it's like now you get to see what they actually have to do every day. So LVP's whole plan is like maybe this will give you some insight and some respect for what our kitchen staff does for us. So you're going to get in there and wash dishes like the dish bitch. But the guests arrive, and immediately Hannah is into one of the guys there, Dan, who's a handsome fella, slightly resembles a Lego man, but he's a handsome fella.
He does.
He's got a hell of a jawline.
A little blockhead, right? Yeah.
Hell of a jawline. Uh-huh. Let's say that. But Marciano is very uneasy with this because he sees this crew walk in. It's a group of handsome dudes. Like, they walk in. They're dressed well. They look good. Marciano knows he's in the back. He has no eyes on the party, and I think that's his biggest issue here, which is creepy.
Yeah, he can't watch it.
It's creepy because he's like, I can't keep my eyes on Hannah. She's not allowed to, like, comment on what you're doing, apparently, so get back in the kitchen, man. It's time for the ladies to have some fun.
Correct.
Right, it's time for them to party, let loose a little bit. But at the bar, Telly's vibing a little bit with Chizzy, the guest of honor. You can tell that they've hit it off. It seems like everybody there is like, it's almost as though the women are just ready to party because they've been stressed out. They've had a lot going on. They haven't had the chance to really go off the rails like the dudes have, like Eric taking his shirt off, giving a strip tease, Marciano blacking out multiple times. And like, they haven't had that moment. So they're taking full advantage, which I don't blame them.
Yeah. Cause you don't know the next time that you're going to get a full dude party.
Yeah. So do your thing, girls. But the group's all vibing. Body shots start happening. Hannah's the first one to take one off of Dan. Flash to Marciano dealing with dirty dishes. It was a really funny juxtaposition.
Hey.
Ayo. The best part, I think, is that Lisa's like, I guess, in her office. I don't know if that scene was real where she like peeks out the window. Like, is the kitchen bar out her window?
No. I think she walked downstairs and kind of looked through the little.
Is that what it was?
Alley, yeah.
Okay. Well, she's like, I think I'm going to turn a blind eye to this one. She's all for it. Like, she's ready to see what happens. So it's going to be a fun night. But Eric has a conversation. Eric has a conversation with Hannah, pulls her aside and says, you know, I just talked to Marciano. He's in the kitchen and he's like, he's panicking a little bit and he was crying because he just doesn't want you to do anything you're going to regret. And it's like, who the fuck are you to lay down any guidelines, sir, to tell her what she's about to go do and what she should not do? If anything, she should burn that motherfucker to the ground to prove a point to you.
Yeah.
Plus, it'd be great TV.
It would be great TV. Yeah.
I just
while he's back in the dish pit.
Yeah, and
he's getting after it.
Getting after it in the dish pit, but he's like crying about it.
I guess.
He's crying.
He's nuts. A little nuts, yeah. Yeah, that dude's very controlling and wants everything his way.
Yeah, it's weird as shit, but they have a little bit of a pool party, and this is where you see Gabrielle starting to vibe with Dan.
Yep.
So we originally saw Hannah and Dan. Now there's a third party entering. She's starting to vibe with him a little bit. I don't know if this necessarily means that there's no future. And by future, I just mean like maybe they'll hook up, maybe they'll vibe a little bit with her and Andre. Because he strikes me as like if they, let's say Dan and Gabrielle hook up and we know they make out at the end of the episode, I don't think that would be like a deal breaker for him like down the road if they're still.
No, I think he's going to feel some type of way about it just because they were flirting earlier in the day. But I think that, you know, you're still there for probably another 2-3 weeks, so you'll get over it by the end, and if you want something, you'll get it. But, yeah, I mean, I think the big takeaway from this was two girls are going after one guy.
Like group. Girls.
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 Two girls are going after one guy, and you don't see any animosity towards each other.
No,
you don't really see wasn't. Hannah looking over at Gabriella being like, what the fuck are you doing? I already called dibs. And you don't see Gabriella saying, well, I already saw Hannah do that, so I'm going to take a step back. This is a free game. You do what you got to do.
Yeah. May the best woman win.
Yep.
But we get the roast beef dinner, which I don't know if they requested like a childhood dinner or whatever. It looks exceptional because it's an elevated pig in a blanket.
Yep.
It's an elevated grilled cheese with tomato soup. And then they did like the roast beef for dinner and then a spotted dick for dessert.
Gotta have the spotted dick.
Spotted dick, which is an English dessert. I've never made it. I've had it once, I believe. It's good.
Yeah,
but
sure
a spotted dick, what I did not care for, and it was gross and creepy, and I know what he was doing. One of the guests was like, can you put some cream on this? What's it called again? Don't make her say it.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing.
Don't add cream to it.
Yeah. And then
you could add cream to it. Just, you know, say, can I get a little bit here?
Yeah. Can you please pour some on there? Or like, yeah. I'll take some.
You don't have to have cream and dick in the same sentence.
You know exactly. And making her say it to you is gross. I didn't like it. It made,
Don't do that.
Yeah. Don't. Yeah. Hey.
Do's and don'ts spot a dick.
Don't do that.
Don't
That's
do that.
A big don't.
Do. Eat it.
Eat it. Don't cream on it.
Yep. Uh-huh.
You creep.
Yep.
We get the after party. And the ladies are getting after it, like, as they should. Because, again, this is their time to shine. They've been doing a lot of hard work. They haven't had a chance to fully blow off steam like the dudes have. So they're doing exactly what they should do. They're fucking partying. It's really funny. As they're all sitting outside, like, there's that outdoor seating area with, like, the outdoor bar. Eric and Andre are behind the bar. Andre's doing what he does. He's a mixologist. He's making drinks, doing his job. Eric, who is... I'm going to call him the self-appointed chief vibes officer.
Sure, yeah.
Which is our very own Stubbs
on
the Phillies. But he is the self-appointed chief vibes officer. And all I'm seeing is a cock block walking around there. Because the girls are vibing with the dudes. Like you got Hannah sitting next to Dan. You got Gabriella in the mix. Priscilla's down there. Eric feels like he and Andre have no shot now.
Yeah.
So he's walking around trying to interject in every conversation. You want some champagne in your mouth? That's my thing.
Two dudes. It's like very odd. You as a grown man, you want to walk around and pour champagne into other guys' mouths? I don't know what's going on there.
Hey, do what you want to do. But the fact that he's like forcing it on these guys, like, can I pour this in your mouth? What do you mean? You have to drink out of the bottle before you leave, okay?
This isn't even a real fucking party, guys.
Can I fill your drink? What do you mean it's full?
And he's definitely, that's I think the funniest part is Eric, first night. He's a little flirty with Hurricane Pri. Otherwise, hasn't really talked to any of the girls.
No.
Hasn't really like, obviously he did it at the last party with the girl whose party it was last time when he was giving her a striptease. But otherwise, he really hasn't been after the girls. So I don't think he's pissed that the girls are having fun and he's not. He's pissed that the guys don't want to party.
Is that what you think it is?
Yeah.
I thought he was upset because, or maybe
I think he feels like
way. The
girls being there are taking the attention away from the guys and he just wants them to rage.
Oh, I thought it was he wanted to flirt with the girls and those guys were flirting with the girls. You think he just
think
wants
so,
to be the
no.
cool guy, the
yeah,
party guy?
Yeah, I don't think he has any interest in any of these girls.
That's actually...
He just wants to party.
I think you're right. And that's even funnier that he's like sad. He's like moping around because the guys are just having a nice evening talking.
He does it in like 5 minutes and we'll get to there again.
Yeah, that's a good point. And this is where we get a conversation between Hannah and Dan. And yeah, dude, like the first thing she opens with was... What was your longest relationship? It's like, whoa.
I get being abrasive. You want to do that? Sure. But you got to be able to back it up. You can't have like an awkward silence 5 seconds into the conversation.
No. And I actually thought that because Dan asks her, like, how about you? And she's like, oh, you know, it's on and off, on and off. Dan's response was good.
Yeah.
It was what's been missing. I was like, ooh, smooth. Nicely done, Dan.
She didn't catch it.
She did not. Yeah. She's
thinking about Mark in the kitchen now.
Yeah, she is.
She's like, I don't know.
But you can clearly tell that this is all just her trying to get revenge on him.
Yeah.
And I think that's why she wasn't on her A game. She's distracted. So she gives an awkward answer. And then they sit there awkwardly in silence. He's like, yeah. Yeah, and she goes.
There was a weird reaction at the end of it where they did the awkward silence and he kind of like leaned a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, is he going in for a kiss right now? That's a really awkward move.
I don't think that's what he was doing.
I couldn't tell. That I think it was editing, honestly, because I don't think he was doing it. I think he was like readjusting his seat. But because I watched it twice, when I watched it with you again, I saw it again. It looks like he leans in a little bit. He might be going in for something. But right at that time, Telly and Eric both walk in. Like, oh, are you guys doing something deep here? I don't want to. And they both immediately just brush it off. Like, no, no, nothing, whatever. Eric gets pumped.
Yeah, he's ready.
So excited. He's got a bottle of champagne ready to go. We need to turn this shit up,
I'm
going
to pour this in your mouth.
And of course, Dan's going to react and be like, yeah, we got to do this. We got to get after it because he just had a really awkward conversation.
Yeah.
So you want to change that vibe. Go ahead and vibe out with Eric.
The worst part of that scene was the last thing she said. She goes, yeah, awesome. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's awesome?
What's awesome?
I don't know.
Which part?
I have no idea. But they go back outside, and of course, they call me Champagne Eric. He's so excited to pour champagne in mouths. That's all this guy
lives
for.
That's what he wants to do.
And if you look at
how he wants to feed the baby birds.
He's feeding the baby birds. But if you look at his own like drinking style, he pours drinks in his own mouth.
Yeah, he sure does.
So. Yep. That's just Champagne Eric. You can't contain him.
You
cannot be contained. Nope. He's going to pour champagne in your mouth, no matter what.
Sure is.
But the last scene, we get a quick cut with Priscilla, and she's sad because she feels like she's not connecting. And her reasoning is, you know, I'm such a big personality that I thought I'd be able to handle myself. I am being met with larger personalities, and I'm not sure how to process all this.
Right.
So while everyone else is vibing out and partying, she is like solo in the staff quarters, like eating by herself, which was sad. And I'm curious what that's going to turn into. Like, is she going to talk to people about it? Is she just having a rough night? Like, I'm not sure, but that was an interesting little side note because usually she's like in the mix the whole time.
She's been in the mix pretty much the whole time. And she also introduced herself as Hurricane Bree. And we only saw it really that first night with Eric. Otherwise, I haven't seen a lot from her.
More like Tropical Storm Pre right
now. Yeah, right now. Maybe it's gearing up, and hopefully she can show out before the end of the season. But
there's a low-pressure system coming in to feed the hurricane.
There sure is. And I feel like she just feels a little isolated right now, but also we're not really seeing her try to get into the mix that much. So could maybe, honestly, it could just be that there was one guy there in that group, and the rest of them weren't really. Maybe they were taken. Maybe they were in relationships. Maybe they, you know, whatever they were doing. Yeah.
If they were, then they were not behaving very well.
They were not behaving very well, that's for damn sure.
If they're in relationships.
Maybe she was also into Dan, and she wanted to be the third there and realized that she couldn't.
I don't.
So she kind of put herself to bed.
Yeah, I think that I'm not sure which dude it was. Could have been Dan, could have been any of the other guys. The vibe I got.
She probably heard the spotted dick cream guy, and she's like, oh, nope, I'm out on him.
Yeah, gross. I would imagine that maybe she thought she was hitting off with a dude and then maybe saw him talking to another girl and then she was like, oh, I'm out. I don't know. I'm curious what that's going to turn into. So I'm always excited for next week on this show.
Yeah.
But the last scene we get is Gabrielle and Dan and they're vibing and they're chilling in robes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they just got out of the pool.
I think they just got out of the pool, yeah.
Damn it. Because I like to think that they both went to their own separate rooms to get their robes, just to have a robe night.
I just assume there's robes outside for when you get out of the pool.
Yeah, but it's
a nice feeling.
That's also killing my vibe.
Why?
Because I would like to think they're like, time out. I want to hang out with you. Let's both go put on our robes. And they take
the full stop. You put a robe on, you feel different.
Yeah, you've told me that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you a robe guy?
I wore one when I did the unboxing for this show when they sent us that big box of shit. That's fine.
Not in Italy.
No.
I've been out in a robe? No.
No, no robes in Italy.
I feel like that's like that should be a standard for a honeymoon.
There were robes there.
You didn't put one on?
No.
The dev?
Mm-mm.
Not a robe family.
Well, there's only a robe the first night that we stayed in Rome because we stayed in a hotel the first night just because it was easier, but everything else is Airbnbs.
Mm. So they don't really supply robes.
Yeah. And if they were
travel with a robe. Should have brought your Vanderpump robe.
I can't. My bag was so packed
with
shit.
Fair, yeah.
But the point being, they end up making out. So, again, the only question mark there really is how Andre is going to react to it. And I don't even know if they were that far into flirting where it's going to be a problem. Like, that was my point. And I think that, you know, in the next two, three, however many weeks they have left, they're there for five. So I'd imagine there's three left.
Probably, yeah.
That seems to add up. But there's still plenty of time to maybe kindle something there, rekindle something. So,
oh, those like end of season cliffhangers are going to really kick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, Marciano's working on his temperament with Hannah, and he's excited to get back to Vegas and show her what kind of man he is.
No way.
That's what it's going to say.
Marciano got fired from his other job back in Vegas without
He never
knowing.
Told them that he was leaving. he actually purposely got suspended for hooking up with a waiter and then went on this trip, but the suspension ran out and he was still out there, so he got fired.
Yeah, something along those lines. Really good point. I can't wait for those captions to hit.
Andre was adopted by Lisa Vanderpump and is now officially her son.
That's a good one. Eric is working on an off-the-strip Vegas reenactment of Magic Mike called Magic Mark.
Yep. where he goes around the crowd and tries to pour shots into people's mouths.
Yes, even if they don't want them to. And his stage name is Champagne Eric.
That actually works.
It does. Yeah. Actually, I could see that being a real thing.
And then we get a little Beverly Hills goes back to Vegas next year and he tries to do it to Sutton and Sutton gets upset about it.
Full circle.
Full circle.
And then LVP rejoins Beverly Hills to save the show.
There we go. Okay.
Boom.
Bravo, if you're listening.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
But there's no questions this afternoon because we wanted to get this in before the weekend. So you guys had some extra content. So we rushed to get here so that we could do this whole thing. But the big thing, if you're listening to this, and I'm very appreciative that we have listeners that will listen to our recaps that don't watch some of these shows.
Hell yeah.
If you are one of those people, first of all, thank you. That's very sweet of you. But do yourself a favor. If you have Hulu, watch this show. You will not be disappointed.
If not, reach out to Steele. He'll give you his login info.
Nope. No, I probably won't. But if you do have Hulu, watch the show. I promise you. Just go into it with a light heart because you don't need to get too deep into it. It's nonsense, but it's funny, fun, very entertaining nonsense.
Correct.
But we are back. That is four episodes this week. Next week, we will get into some more shit. We got more Vanderpump, The Valley. We got Summer House, Martha's Vineyard coming back next week. I'm caught up because I thought we were doing that today. Show's also great if you're not watching it. We actually had somebody reach out in the DMs and say, I started watching Martha's Vineyard on your recommendation. I flew through season one and I'm already caught up on season two. Thank you so much. So if you're not watching it, I promise you're missing out because they are still fresh to the Bravo scene. So there's not a whole lot of overproduced, overacted moments. Like, it's pretty fucking genuine.
It is.
And it's a lot of very, very interesting people.
Correct.
So that's your homework, bros.
Watch your homework over the weekend. Get back to us and we'll be here for you next week.
Bros are out of here.
See ya.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's DANA, on your podcast app.